Come on out, y'all. It's time for the Grand Cast.
Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 11 of the Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris, and here this evening with Bryce David
Maurer.
There you go. This is the second portion, which is a series of mini segments, starting with one called Let's Play Listicle Generation. So this has been running all season long. We're creating a list of movies, television shows, and performers, comedic elements in those lists. So if you wouldn't mind, please starting with the list of movies there. Just go over the ones that are currently listed, say what you think about them. Then your job will be to cross one off and add two of your own.
All of these?
All 12, I think, up top there. Yep.
Okay. List them all.
Just the ones that haven't been crossed off.
Gotcha. Airplane, Young Frankenstein.
And then get, like, say what you think about those.
Yeah, yes. Airplane, I regrettably have not seen the whole thing.
Oh.
Young Frankenstein is a classic. Mel Brooks has my heart. Groundhog's Day, a classic. A Night at the Opera. Never seen it.
Me either.
Never really heard of it. Caddyshack, great movie. I could watch it over and over again. Trading Places, also a great movie. Only ever seen it once, but I do enjoy it. Tommy Boy, ooh. I have watched the Holy Schnikes edition of Tommy Boy more times than I'd like to say. Bridesmaids, it's good. I haven't seen, I think they made a second one.
What?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Pitch Perfect.
They made three of those.
I know. No, Bridesmaids good. What about Bob? Oh, I feel like I've seen that, but I don't remember enough to say anything about it.
It's Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
He's a psychologist for Bill Murray's character.
Yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, that was a good one.
Uncle Worth Buck. Whew, are you kidding me? I love Uncle Buck. That's one that I quote frequently with my brothers. Don't Think Twice. Burr Biggs did a great job on that movie.
He did.
It's so cool. And there's a lot of truth to it.
Yep.
The Producers. Once again, Mel Brooks. And the music is awesome. It's springtime for Hitler in Germany. So now I got to cross one off.
Yep.
One that I don't like.
Whatever one you feel is not deserving of being on that list.
Goodbye, A Night at the Opera.
Now you have to replace it with one of your own and then add an additional one of your own.
So add two.
Yep.
And they cannot have already been crossed off.
They can.
They can. Yep. So I can revive one from the dead.
Sure.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, would you consider that a comedy?
Absolutely.
Great. It's good. It's fantastic, getting on the list.
Fantastic film.
That is my all-time favorite movie.
Ah.
I've probably watched it 200 times.
Really?
As a matter of fact, my roommate in college and I, Sean, would watch it almost every day.
Wow.
Yeah. We loved it.
It's a great movie.
So I had that one.
Are those happy tissues or sad tissues? That was probably my favorite line.
You look like a gigantic baby. God, so good. My leopard gecko in college was named Kunu.
Oh.
Which means Chuck. And actually, my brother's name is Peter. So I call him Peepio Peep, which is that's his Hawaiian name.
Yeah, Paul Rudd was so good at that.
He was. All right, so Forgetting Sarah Marshall has made the list. And... oh, another one that I grew up watching. Escanaba in the Moonlight.
Ah.
My grandma lives in the Upper Peninsula. And so it was a rite of passage that every time we went to visit her, we'd put in the VHS of Escanaba in the Moonlight and watch it.
I never watched that when it first came out. I just watched it maybe like a year or so ago for the first time. It was...
something else.
It was bizarre.
It is bizarre.
I didn't know what to expect. And I was just like, what is going on?
Do you know what... if I had to put a third movie on here, I'm not going to.
First runner up.
And this is completely a joke, but the live action Cat in the Hat movie.
Oh.
That's... it's comedic because it's so bad.
Wasn't that Jim Carrey?
No.
Mike Myers?
It was Mike Myers.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. And the kid... Dakota Fanning was in it. A young Dakota Fanning. I don't remember who else. But, oh, God. That one I watched a lot, too.
Now moving on to the list of television shows, please.
All right. IAS. Oh, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You got it.
Love it. I've watched all of the seasons multiple times. Community. I've seen every season except for the Yahoo season.
Mm.
And I don't know if I'll watch it. I've been told... actually, I was just talking to Ryan Lathrop recently about this, and he told me stay away from the Yahoo season.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Keep the memory sacred, and don't do that to yourself.
Hmm.
So I don't think I will. Animaniacs, I was not allowed to watch it.
Oh.
As a kid, I was not allowed to watch anything on the Cartoon Network.
Hmm.
But that wasn't Cartoon Network. That was... Saturday morning cartoons, I think, on the WB, but I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Hmm.
So I don't have much to say about it. Key and Peele. I like Key and Peele. They do some great sketches. The Office US. I love it. I love The Office US. I've said I love it to all of them. I need to stop saying that. I need to...
No, that's a good list. It's tough.
I need to diversify my vocabulary.
Ah.
I've actually never seen the British version, the UK Office, but I've heard it's better in some people's opinion.
Hmm?
In some people's opinion.
Yeah, some people have bad opinions, that's true.
Oh! you heard it here first, folks.
I'm just not a fan of Ricky Gervais.
Did you ever see his show? What was it? It was about a nursing home.
I think I watched part of the first episode and just quit.
Parks and Rec, better than The Office, better than Community.
Oh, boy.
I love Parks and Rec. Oh, I said I love again. Gosh, darn it. I really, really, truly enjoy Parks and Rec. I want to be Andy.
Oh.
30 Rock. Great show to watch. I binged it a couple years ago. Not when it was on. I didn't catch it when it was live. Not live, but coming out week to week. Arrested Development. That show has guided me comedically. I think I was discovering comedy at the same time I discovered Arrested Development in college.
Mm.
So the two kind of went hand in hand, like a fine wine with a, I wouldn't say a French cuisine, but like an Olive Garden dinner.
That's what they're known for.
Tobias Funke.
Yes.
He's great. I just blew myself. Futurama, binged it. I would be happy if they made it constantly. I think that'd be a show that would benefit. Like, I get it. The Simpsons has existed forever.
Yeah.
But to me, Futurama is 10 times better than The Simpsons. Maybe I didn't grow up watching The Simpsons, so it doesn't have any meaning to me. I grew up watching Futurama.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Simpsons deals with a lot more contemporary issues.
I do like the Treehouse of Horrors.
Oh, yeah. Those are so good.
Bob's Burger. I watch it. I think it's funny. But usually I'm watching it or I'm like making dinner or like watching it and grading papers. It's also something that I am super dedicated to. Mm. Broad City. I've watched it here and there. All right, so if I have to get rid of one...
You missed Rick and Morty at the top.
Did I? Oh, Rick and Morty! Morty. I'm a pickle. Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick. You heard it here, folks. You got to watch season 4 teaser. It is brilliant.
Oh, boy.
I love it. I am super enthusiastic about Rick and Morty. I quote it constantly with my brothers and my friends. If I had to say any show on this list, I would say Rick and Morty is probably my favorite for having watched it all. Mm. And then It's Always Sunny is a close follower. Then Parks and Rec. Top three right there. I'm going to have to get rid of one now, though.
Yep.
I think I'm going to make some people upset with this. I'm going to have to get rid of Animaniacs.
Ooh.
Because I don't know much about it. And from what I did see, I think being an adult, watching it now has no meaning. I could be wrong.
Yeah. It might depend on like other things that you've watched. I think there's a lot of like references to like old shows, like really old 60s, 70s kind of.
I see that Psych has been crossed off 3 times, and I'm going to put it back on the list.
Oh, all right.
I grew up with my brother Christian. Every week we'd watch Psych. A lot of good memories watching Psych. And the new Psych movie was just, it was only on TV. Pretty good. So I will put Psych back on the list, and then I have to pick another one.
Yep.
Comedic TV shows. Man, like everything I've watched or do watch is already on this list. I'm going to pick one that's just stupid humor. And I watch it, but it's not like top of my list, but it's not on here. I'm gonna put South Park on here.
Oh, that's a great choice.
Because they tackle some interesting things.
They do. They don't hold back.
They do not. And there has to be a certain level of respect in that that they can go there. They do go there.
Yeah, they execute so.
You ever see Book of Mormon?
Yes.
I have not, but I would like to.
It's very, very good.
It's coming to DeVos, right?
Ah.
For the Broadway in Grand Rapids in the 2018 season.
2018.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I think this fall.
Yeah.
So I think I might try to go.
I would recommend it.
I like the music.
It was a very good production. It does help to know a little bit about Mormonism going into it.
All I know about Mormonism is from the episodes of South Park and like a quick Wikipedia search, I think.
Oh, you're covered then.
Do you think? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see it in Chicago?
I saw it in Lansing at Michigan State. Oh, cool.
At Wharton?
Yep.
Nice.
That was probably 2016? I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Hmm.
It was very good, though.
I will definitely go check it out.
Now, on to the list of comedic performers.
All right, Seth Rogen. That's all I gotta say. Eddie Murphy. Doesn't do a whole lot now, but did a lot way back when. A lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
Dr. Dolittle 3, come on. No, he did some good movies. Tina Fey, she's brilliant. Jim Carrey, hit or miss. Although I will say, I really enjoyed his episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Mm.
I thought it was really interesting to see that side of him. Kate McKinnon. I think she's okay. I think she's all right. She seems to me as just kind of a... They took what Kristen Wiig did and then copy and pasted it.
Oh.
I don't know. But that's how I feel about a lot of the SNL performers now.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just taking old cast members and then copying and pasting them onto new faces.
Mm.
They're seeing what and that. But that's how show business is, I guess, isn't it?
They know it works.
So they know it works. She's funny. Amy Poehler. One of the best parts of Parks and Rec. She's hilarious. Maria Bamford. I don't know a whole lot about her. I haven't watched a lot of her stuff. Aziz, Master of None is a great show. Season 2, phenomenal. Melissa McCarthy, she's funny. Some of her movies are good. But she's, to me, seemed like somebody who has one character. Like Zach Galifianakis, you know? They've got one character, and they do it over and over again. And it's funny the first couple times.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett, a classic. My mom was obsessed with the Carol Burnett show when I was growing up, and she would make us watch it. And I remember watching the Muppets episode of the Carol Burnett, or I guess the Carol Burnett episode of the Muppets, a lot. And she, along with, oh, who was it? I think, did Rickles do stuff with her? I don't think he did. Who am I thinking of? He was in the... Yeah. Forget it. She was great. Chappelle, phenomenal. His new specials were really good. I like it when he just gets real. He just tells it how it is. He's kind of one of those performers that doesn't hold back, and you have to appreciate that because he's not hiding anything from you. Bill Murray, a legend. I wish I had his Pabst Blue Ribbon pants. You ever seen those?
It sounds like an ad to me.
Chris, we've got to get past this.
Nope. I don't like their beer either.
I mean,
I'd rather drink water.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We can agree to disagree.
But if they want to sponsor the show,
hey!
Maybe my opinion would change.
That's right. So now I have to cross one off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to add two more.
Yep.
I'm going to cross off Melissa McCarthy.
All right.
I'm going to add comedic performers, Birbiglia. Bo Burnham was the top of the list and he was crossed off. I do like him.
I don't think they're familiar with his work.
No. I do like him.
So talented.
He is.
Does so many things.
And his shows are beautifully crafted. Like, you can tell that he spends so long working on his...
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure every stand-up comedian does. But I'm not going to put him back on the list. I am going to put...
I think he directed or produced one of the newer stand-up specials that come out on Netflix. I want to say Tom Segura's, maybe. So I don't know if maybe he's trying his hand he's at like directing. Kind of moving into now.
That. Oh. Birbiglia, and I want to do somebody old school. I want to add somebody a little older. Nah. I was going to put somebody back on the list that got crossed off. I'm going to put, because he really made my childhood a lot better. And I did give him credit earlier for introducing me to comedy. Will Ferrell. Putting him back on the list. And Elf is my favorite holiday movie.
That was listicle generation. Thank you.
Thank you.
This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics. So I have some song lyrics here that I'd like for you to please read to me in the style of spoken word poetry. Unless there's a different style that you would more prefer. More prefer? Maybe just prefer.
All right. He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found a key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away on the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it raining fire in the sky. The shadows from the starlight are softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. He climbed Cathedral Mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend, but kept the memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forest and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His sight is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it raining fire in the sky. You can talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High. Now his life is full of work, and his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. Why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it raining fire in the sky. I know he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High. The Colorado Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it, raining fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire and everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High.
Thank you.
Powerful.
It's Mr. John Denver.
I sure hope I made him smile.
Me too.
He's alive, right?
No, not so in this timeline.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
In a different parallel dimension, I'm sure.
Do you think he would have held up?
Yeah. I mean, he was flying an experimental aircraft that failed.
No, so. I'm saying like, but if that didn't happen.
Oh, would his musical style have held up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah. The harmony and the purity and yeah. Who doesn't like John Denver? Like angry people, but they're...
Do you know that Germans really love John Denver? Like go to Germany.
Oh.
They love John Denver.
Good for them.
Yeah.
But they also like David Hasselhoff, so...
Yeah. Hasselhoff.
Because everybody is capable of making mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on before I lose my German audience.
Good idea.
Yeah. The next segment's called Let's Play Deserted Duos. And these aren't like actual duos. It's just twos of things.
Okay.
But duos are twos of things. So I just went for the alliteration regardless of the sense of the phrase. So if you're going to be stranded on a deserted island and there's no chance of escape and you could bring two books with you, what would they be?
The Hobbit, and a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
Oh. There would be a lot to do with that one.
Exactly.
Two music albums.
Muse's album Absolution. And can I say a greatest hits?
Absolutely.
Frank Sinatra's greatest hits.
Kind of feel like Muse is underrated.
I agree, but at the same time, their most recent stuff has not been personally my favorite.
Oh, I haven't really kept up. They lost me at Twilight.
That was good music, though.
It was.
It was good stuff.
It was.
After that is when it kind of went downhill.
Ah. Because they compromised their values to be in a major motion picture, but they reached a lot of new audience people.
Yeah, no, they kind of, they just tried to go into dubstep.
Oh.
And like kind of electronica, which they had been a little bit more electronica in the beginning with like Uno and stuff, but it had mellowed.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, I like the very like harmonious mellow.
I'll show it to you.
All right. Two Grand Rapids comedians.
You know what? Just because I love watching them perform, Joe Anderson and Amy Gaskin. And I would just want to see like performances of comedy eventually, like every day.
That would be fantastic.
That's like my favorite thing to watch. Locally.
Ah.
If it's improv.
Yeah. An infinite supply of any two beverages, and you already have fresh, clean water.
Okay. Already got water. Infinite supply. Cranberry Sierra Mist.
Oh.
I don't know why. Hey, listen.
Everybody has their own preferences.
Yeah. And then Bell's Two Hearted.
I understand that one. An infinite supply of any two food items.
Just two. I'm trying to think of like ways to scam the system.
If you get a Lunchable, that's like five different ingredients.
Ooh, now you've got me really thinking. What about like well-made bento boxes? There's just like a full of all different types of good stuff.
Do they sell those at a grocery sushi store?
No. Is that against the rules?
I don't know.
I'm not going to pick it anyway.
Seems pretty.
Plus, if I'm like on a tropical island and it's raw fish, probably a bad combo.
Yeah.
It's
unlimited, so.
Yeah, it's unlimited.
They just appear whenever you want them.
Whenever I want them. Okay, yep. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go with...
I'm going to veto the bento box because it's not, you're not combining the individual items.
Yeah, I'd have to pick one specific, right?
A Lunchable, they're meant to be combined.
I will pick like well-cooked white rice. I love well-cooked white rice, and I can just eat it constantly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick that as a good, like, basic.
Okay.
And then to spice up my life a little bit, Haribo gummy bears.
Oh, a lot of different flavors.
You know, I'm covering my sweet and my rice. I don't know what flavor profile rice has.
Umami?
Is it umami?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's pretty savory.
That is what umami is, isn't it? Maybe.
I think umami is kind of like oily and like rich and meaty. I don't know. Starchy? Is that a flavor?
I don't know. Could be now. In this universe where John Denver's still alive.
Oh, if only.
If only the woodpecker sighs.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Something. Maybe. Only if only the woodpecker sighs. Nope. I don't know.
Two board games.
Hmm. Fiasco. Oh, wait, but I'm by myself, aren't I?
You have Joe Anderson and Amy Gaskin with you.
Well, it could be fun. Do they also have to survive off of rice and Haribo gummy bears?
It's a tropical island, so there's stuff growing.
Okay.
And you can go fishing.
Okay. Yeah, I guess Fiasco and The Game of Life.
Hmm. Be kind of ironic.
Yeah.
Two movies. And you can just watch them whenever you want. You don't need anything.
Forgetting extra. Sarah Marshall. And it's another movie I can watch constantly and enjoy. In Bruges.
Ah. Is that like a spy?
It's about, it's Colin Farrell and, yeah. Oh gosh, what's his name? Gleason. Is it Brandon Gleason?
I'm not sure.
But anyway, they are hitmen, and Ralph Fiennes is their like boss, but Colin Farrell messes up. And so they have to run away to Bruges and hide. It's a dark comedy.
Might have to revisit that one.
Oh, it's so good.
Two television shows.
Like the entire collection?
Yes.
Okay. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Haha. And Lost.
Oh. Two musical instruments.
My concert ukulele. And my six-string banjo.
Ah. Two video games.
Two video games. I would pick... that's really... Okay, Zoo Tycoon 2 Ultimate Edition. It's my guilty pleasure. And if anybody related to me is listening to this, they're laughing really hard right now.
It's a great game.
I have... I think I have 3 or 4 copies of that game because at some point in my life... Like, there have been various times in my life where I've lost the previous copies and I'm so desperate to play it, I just go buy it again. And then I find the old copy, so... If you want a version of it, I can hook you up.
All right.
So that and Skyrim.
It's a lot of gameplay hours in there.
Absolutely.
Two phone apps and all their features just work.
FaceTime. So I can say hello and see people. And maybe figure out a way to get off the island.
There's no way to get off the island.
Well, then FaceTime seems kind of like torture. Can I take it back? Sure. Or did I already make the choice?
You can take it back.
Ooh, you are a kind overlord. Okay. I will pick... Oh, what is it called? I play it, but I don't know what it's called. 2048.
Oh, it's the one where you slide things around and do math?
It's mind-meltingly easy, and yet I can put so many hours into it. That, and then FTO, Faster Than Light.
Ooh,
it's a great app.
So good.
Extremely replayable.
Yes, like thousands of hours.
Thousands, yep.
Every run's different. Every run, there's a chance that you could lose.
The universe is different.
Even if you do everything perfectly.
The only thing that could make that game better is if the crew had different personalities and different traits, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a modding community for it either.
There is a small one.
Is there?
Yep.
Not on iPad. I doubt.
Yeah, probably not. Apple doesn't like that.
No.
Then seeds for two types of plants.
Apple seeds. Love apples.
Is there a particular brand of apple? I don't know what you call
did
them.
You know, of apple? Did you know that any apple seed can grow any type of apple?
What?
This is true. I was just introduced to this. But when you plant an apple seed, you don't always know that it's going to be the type you want.
Huh.
It has a chance of mutating or having a variation.
Huh. Didn't know that.
So, while I do the most enjoy Honeycrisp, I could really get anything. I could get Macintosh, and I would be really upset.
Oh, boy.
I hate Macintosh apples. I have a furious fire inside of me that's vehemently against Macintosh apples.
Is it because of how mushy they are?
Yeah. And the skin is so thick and waxy.
That's fair.
Get rid of them. Not my apple. So apple seeds. And I got to get a vegetable. So corn.
You can do so many things with it.
Hey, pop it, mash it, corn cob it.
Cook it in a stew.
Cook it in a stew with my rice and gummy bears and possible fish.
Yeah. All right. That was Deserted Duos. Let's play improv scene suggestions. So okay. I go to a lot of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions from the audience, and I am fresh out of ideas, so I'd like yours, please.
All right.
So if I were an improviser on a stage asking you for a location.
Aruba.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
50s ice cream parlor.
Segregated?
60s. Michigan. Not racist. A friendly for all ice cream parlor. It's a long prompt.
Yeah. An occupation.
A hot dog salesman.
A word, any word.
Fashion.
Last thing you bought on Amazon.com, the internet's superstore.
Whiskey stones.
Are those like ice cube replacements?
Correct. They don't water it down. They keep it cold.
Huh. Interesting.
Because
you don't want too much water in your whiskey?
It just changes the flavor.
Ah. Huh. And they're just made out of stone?
Yeah, they are non-porous stones.
Huh. Does it make it taste like...
rock? No.
Oh.
No, there's no flavor change.
Huh. The last thing you bought on eBay.com, the internet's dollar store in Nostalgia Emporium.
A piece of... a piece of amber.
Oh, with the mosquito trapped inside of it?
Just a larva.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So probably some sort of rogue DNA.
Yeah, perhaps. One can dream.
Do you collect a lot of minerals?
Not really, but fossils, I do.
Mm.
And Lake Superior agates. It's a guilty pleasure of mine to go looking for agates.
They're famous for it.
They sure are.
You go up there after big storms, or is there a strategy?
I've never been out after a big storm, but I bet that'd be great. I just kind of go when I can.
A television show.
Rick and Morty.
Pickle Rick. An emotion.
Disdain.
An emoji.
Teacher with a mustache.
A meme.
Pepe.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Did something happen with him?
Yeah.
Ah, jeez.
He was co-opted by the alt-right, and now everything Pepe is tainted by white supremacy.
Oh, no. Just... I didn't know that. I really didn't, I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so dumb. I still use Pepe because he's like the feels bad man.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Eesh. I need to read more.
Meh, it's fine. Just use it.
Okay.
Just because some hate group associated themselves with it doesn't...
It's true. One bad grape doesn't... one spoiled grape doesn't ruin the whole bunch, right? That probably doesn't apply for memes.
I think it does.
Okay.
Cool. A magazine.
GQ.
A musical instrument.
Kazookalele.
Two things that would fit in your pocket.
My right hand and my left hand.
Three objects that might be in the same room.
A broken piece of glass. A angry cat. And a flopping goldfish.
Ooh. Something that you might get into an argument over.
Getting the wrong grade.
Something that you are always excited to see.
My dog.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
The Power of Time.
I'd watch that.
Me too.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
farts.
That's right. I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
speed past a cop and not get pulled over.
That was improv scene suggestion suggestions.
Whew, survived.
This next segment is called Let's Play Talk and Draw Art. So to your left there's a drawing pad up on the table here with a bunch of colored pencils.
Oh.
And each guest has started a new drawing or added to it some one or more of the existing drawings.
Okay.
So
okay.
Your job is to draw some stuff while we talk about art.
Okay, and I can open to a new page if I want?
If you'd like.
Let me take a look at some of this.
Sure. Oh,
that's fun. You know, I'm gonna draw a new thing.
Great. And you can do as many or as few or as much or as little as you'd like to.
Okay. Let's talk about art.
Yeah. What is your favorite medium of art to observe?
Actually, I grew up doing a lot of sculpting. I was really into working with Sculpey clay.
Ah.
And I actually took a lot of classes for it. But now I don't find myself doing it as much. I buy it with the intent to do it, and then I just don't have the inspiration.
Hmm. You need a muse?
Yeah. So now, I guess recently, my art that I've been doing a lot of is tying flies to go fishing with.
Hmm.
Which is extremely difficult and time-consuming.
Yeah, it is.
But it's really fun.
Yeah. And you get to buy a whole bunch of different feathers.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Feathers and furs. And the cool part is actually, like, if I'm outside and I see a really pretty feather, I just pick it up because I'm like, I can make a fly out of that. And yeah. I just bring it home. I put it in my pocket. And...
do you study a lot of insect larvas and, like, track what's in season? And
so, kind of. There's some flies that you can make that are... just good all year round, like the Adams Dry Fly. That's just like a great all around. You can make it and use it anytime. There's also some good nymph patterns that are kind of all year round. But then there's like, in the spring, I'll tie a lot of olive waxwing or like a gray, caddis. Mm. And that'll do a lot better because it's specific to what's hatching. But part of the technique is also just going out onto the stream, flipping over a rock and seeing what's there. And then looking into your fly box and seeing what do you have size and color to match it. And if you can match the hatch, then you're going to catch fish.
You ever tie anything that's just crazy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you. Sometimes I'll just tie really absurd flies and then go and try.
Mm.
And usually they fail. Every once in a while, I've tied something and it looks kind of like what's hatching, so I'll catch a fish or two. But I'm a bad fly fisherman. I'm good at tying flies, but I'm just bad at fly fishing. But that's also kind of part of the fun of it, because if I was really good at it, I don't think I'd go as much as I do.
Yeah, you got to practice a lot.
Yeah.
I think my favorite feather I ever used, I tied flies for a little bit.
Did you?
When I was young. One of my grandparents' neighbors taught me. He was really into it. My favorite feather was the peacock feather.
Oh, yeah. How a nice so peacock iridescent. Furl.
Yeah.
Those are fun to tie with, and it's most fun when you get a feather that has kind of like a strange color pattern to it.
Mm.
So you're tying it, and it starts to show a little bit more iridescent blue than you'd usually get, and all of a sudden that fly has its own personality.
Keep drawing, please.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Yeah, they all have their own little personality. This is a creature that I used to draw a lot when I was a kid.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Does it have a name?
No. But it has kind of like a trunk-like thing.
Trump-like thing?
No. Oh. A trunk.
Trunk.
Small little trunk.
Ah.
And then tiny little tusks. It's almost like a woolly mammoth meets a tapir.
Okay.
I'm just describing that for the listener. A woolly mammoth meets a tapir meets kind of like big, excited eyes. And I would draw all different types of variations of this creature. I don't know why. I don't know what inspired it.
I think my favorite stuffed animal that I ever got was a black and gray tapir from a zoo.
What zoo?
I want to say it was the one in... Is there one near Battle Creek?
Oh, Binder Park.
I
worked there for three summers.
Was, but it could also have been the Kansas City Zoo.
Binder Park doesn't have tapir.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually saw a tapir. I just remember the stuffed animal.
It's possible,
animal
yeah. They might have had the animal.
And then there was a tapir beanie baby that I liked, too.
I'm going to draw a Pikachu as well.
Oh, great. I saw a funny internet meme. Well, it was funny to me. It was about double standards, I think, and how it's really cute to cuddle with your Pikachu.
Oh, but not with your Machoke?
Yeah.
I saw that too.
So, yep.
So funny. And it's true. The picture is great. For anyone who's listening hasn't seen it, the picture is phenomenal.
Well done,
very well.
Creator.
Yeah. Maybe that's my new favorite meme.
Yeah.
I should find a new one.
I don't think I would laugh if I saw it again.
Nah.
Well, I just laughed now describing it. So.
You did. Did you ever play on the... I know, we should be talking about art, shouldn't we?
Pokemon is art.
That's so true. Did you ever play Pokemon... Or what is it? Pokemon Channel?
Channel?
Is that the one where you like are in a room and Pikachu is there with you and then like the bird will deliver plush toys that you order? It's all about watching. It's all about commercialism. It's like you watch the TV and you can watch all the different Pokemon shows and there's like a QVC for Pokemon.
Oh.
And you can order things off of it by... And then you like collect certain plushes and then sell them when the time's right to make more money.
So they're conditioning you to be a Pokemon Nintendo consumer collector. Oh, so
oh my god, it sounds like your worst nightmare.
Yeah. I played Pokemon Blue on original Game Boy. Then I played quite a bit of Pokemon Snap on Nintendo 64.
I love Snap. Played that all the time on my cousins.
That was a great one. Hopefully they do something like that for the Switch.
But you know what? I don't know if it would have the same effect. It was so cool back then because it was like, oh my gosh, we're in this world with them. But all the Pokemon games now are like you're in the world with them. You know, and every game is like that. You're walking in the world with... Whereas before, it was like we're walking through the grass and then we run into a Pokemon and it pops up in this battle screen. But it's just a 2D, really quick, not even flash animation. It just makes a sound and it shakes.
Yeah. They're doing a new Pokemon RPG style, like a full game for the Switch that I'm pretty excited about. Because I haven't played one in a really long time, other than Pokemon Go.
I like Pokemon Go a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that did a lot for a lot of people.
I don't know how to drop Pikachu's eyes. I'm just going to do it.
I don't know. I feel like they're mostly black, but...
I just did the wrong... I know those are wrong. Now they're going to be big, dead eyes.
Do you ever go to, like, art galleries or anything like that?
Not intentionally, but if I'm, like, walking on the street and I see a cool, mostly, like, sculpture gallery, I'll pop in there.
Do you get out for art prize?
No. And I think being around the community of like improvisers and comedians, everybody's like, "Oh, art prize. Oh,
yeah.
Stay away from it." And so I was conditioned to be like, I guess I got to stay away from it.
It's cool to check out.
I saw the ones at the downtown market.
Ah.
Cause I went to brunch there and I saw the, like the one with the paper airplanes. No, not the paper airplanes, the paper origami swans.
Oh.
And then there was one that was made with a 3D pen, like a 3D printer pen.
Huh.
And it was a work in progress. They were cool.
Like the 3D printer was running as...
The person would come in and then 3D print with that. With, do you know what that is? The 3D doodler or whatever?
It's like a 3D...
I need to control.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but if it's like a 3D printer, like how that works, then... Is it layering?
No, well, I'm sure that you can, but usually what you do is just kind of build off of the layers that you, the like the one strips, strips on strips on strips.
It's all straight lines?
Yeah, mostly.
Hmm.
But it's like super fast cooling plastic. Okay. So you can like push a little bead of it and then draw it straight up and it'll freeze in place.
Hmm.
But they were just making an entire sculpture of that, so.
That'd be interesting to see. Live?
Yeah, it was cool. I never saw it live. I just read about it. I saw the picture of the pennies. The one that won, I think.
The Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
You didn't like it?
It was whatever.
Too easy?
There was like a YouTube video of someone doing the exact same thing somewhere else. Like
yeah,
way I mean, before.
It's been done with Legos. It's been done with nickels. It's been done with all different types of stuff. Jelly beans.
It was cool looking because it was so big, but it was completely unoriginal.
But isn't every marble sculpture unoriginal?
It depends what it's of.
So you're suggesting that it's unoriginal because it was of Abraham Lincoln. And somebody else had already done one of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Out of pennies.
Yeah. If it was like a giant octopus or something, that would have been...
So if I make a sculpture out of clay, and it's of a lion, I am, and it's beautifully done. Best sculpture of a lion ever made.
Okay.
But because there's already sculptures of lions, I don't deserve a prize.
If it's the best one ever made, sure.
Oh, but you're debating that this is not the best one ever made.
I don't think it's in any way distinguishable from any other one that's ever been made. They're just penny sculptures of a face. 2D.
It's true. They need to go 3D.
Yeah, if they had formed it into a 3D Lincoln bust.
That'd be kind of cool, but you can't damage U.S. currency, right?
Yeah, I think that's a crime.
Although I think you can if it's art, if it's for artistic purposes. I think you can.
Oh, I don't know. I saw someone that did a floor out of coins. Like instead of tiles, they put down coins and then put some sort of.
Although it'd be really cold.
Hmm. Yeah.
And then what if you had like. Because metal can get so hot and so cold so fast.
Oh,
like
if it's exposed to the sun?
Yeah.
Super. It looked like it was in a pretty thick layer of, I don't know, acrylic or something.
Yeah. That'd probably
lacquer. I don't know what they call it. That would be interesting to know, though, if the thermodynamic properties of the metal affect your room heating and cooling.
I saw a house once that had a fish tank for the floor. That was kind of cool.
That'd be scary. I don't know if I'd be comfortable walking on that.
Oh, I would. That'd be sweet. Worst thing that happens is it collapses and you get to swim with the fishes.
What if you landed on a piece of coral or something? Or if there were piranhas? I don't know.
Well, that reminds me of Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You sound like you're from London. I am. I am from London. Get this coral out my leg, please.
That was pretty graphic.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that's the realistic part of, you know, you're creating a realistic representation of a breakup. You got to show all the real.
Yeah.
Coral coming out of a leg is bloody, I'm sure.
They just cut to it so fast. It was like, oh my gosh. It was funny because of how startling it was for me. Oh, sorry about that, Josh. Sorry, Matt. I bumped the microphone.
Sorry, Josh.
Sorry, Katie. Sorry, Ryan. Sorry, Sean.
Sorry, everyone.
Yep.
It's a new segment called We're Sorry. This is therapeutic.
Oh. Good, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll send you an invoice.
Okay.
Are you a big music guy?
Yeah. I like to. I'm not very good at playing, but I play. I can play most chords, and I've been working on my finger picking. That's why I would take that banjo with me to the island, because then I'd have to practice. Yeah. And because the strings are so thick, it really hurts right now.
Huh.
For me to play.
You have to build up calluses?
Or well, I have some calluses, but I'm so used to playing on my nylon. Like, I love to play on my classical guitar, and those strings are really soft. I'm not used to really, really tough steel strings. So.
Sounds like torture to me.
Well, if you want to be a good ballerina, you got to learn how to be on point. If you want to be a good player, you got to have the calluses.
Hmm. You like Steve Martin?
I do like Steve Martin. And I tried to get tickets to go see he and Martin Short.
Oh, yeah.
But that sold out quick, and then the tickets are very expensive. But I think that would be a show that would be on my bucket list. Because I think that they would be really, really fun to watch.
Yeah. They seem to have a very good dynamic.
And I've listened to his music, Steve Martin's music, on Spotify. And I love it. Live, I bet it'd be even better. You a big music person?
I enjoy listening to music.
Like top three bands.
Oh, bands. Top three bands.
Or performing artists.
Jack White, number one.
Huh.
By a long shot.
But just Jack White, not White Stripes.
Whatever everything he's done. White Stripes, Raconteurs, Dead Weather, his solo stuff. His dedication to the craft is incredible to me. Like how many different instruments he plays, and this is passion for the like the final product to be authentic, and he just does a great job.
Yeah, he's good.
Two more.
I mean, if he truly deserves to be top and foremost, then that's it. That's it.
Yeah. I really have come to enjoy, or maybe appreciate is a better word than enjoy, pop music as a global influence. I feel like with the proliferation of YouTube and music videos, it's really a shared human experience, like a universal experience that everyone has access to. It kind of unites humanity.
So, like, examples being?
Like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry and all the massive, massive, like, global stars. Like, One Republic, their Counting Stars song.
I do like Tay Tay.
Yeah. Like, all these videos that get literally billions with a B of views, like, people in every single country around the world are watching these songs and enjoying them, regardless of what country they're from or their religion or their age. It's just something that everyone can kind of sit for a few minutes and like experience it for free through the magic of the internet and share that with every other person in the world. Potentially.
You're a good person. Because you think, I mean, I don't think about that kind of stuff. And I probably should more. Just like the worldliness of stuff. We're in a global society. I should think about it more.
I was getting to be pretty cynical, so I had to kind of readjust my worldview. Huh, yeah, all this new Star Wars shit is just consumerism and blah, 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 all these reasons why it's bad. But it, also, everyone's going to watch it, and everyone's going to relate to it.
And so you've come to love Jar Jar Binks. That's no. What you're saying.
Nope. I will not go that far. But episode 2 and 3 were better than people give him credit for.
Hmm. Wow. Misa gonna disagree.
Oh, boy. So I guess I would say pop music broadly is number 2. Like an all-time, something that I go back to a lot. I can't think of any single artist that I like consistently go back to. I just listen to a lot of like stations on shuffle. The Killers, I really have enjoyed a lot, but their music is mostly nonsense and I feel bad. Like, I've spent a lot of time listening to them, but I wouldn't say they're a favorite.
Well, they're easy to listen to.
Yeah. Jeez. Who comes up a lot? I've always...
Mr. Brightside holds the record for being on the top of the charts the longest, I think. Or, like, it's pretty close. It's been in the top 100 for a long time.
I'm going to say Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, that's a good band. That's a good band.
But only if I can include the Postal Service as kind of a add-on.
The Postal Service?
Yeah, that was the band Ben Gibbard was in, the lead singer of Death Cab.
Oh, prior to Death Cab?
Yeah. They only did one album, but I've listened to that a ton. Because it makes me go to sleep.
What's that called again?
The Postal Service.
I'll check that out.
Yeah. It's very similar in style. Like the light kind of poppy, like super mellow. Just like very relaxing music. But the lyrics are not completely void of meaning. Like the actual... They put effort into writing the songs and...
The Death Cab songs have some really deep meanings that I really love.
Yeah.
And they're just easy to listen to with the beauty of what they're saying.
Yeah, a lot of harmony and just calmness.
It's hard to not like them.
Yeah.
But that's an opinion.
Yeah. I can see how some people would think that it's boring or too slow. But they're just living too fast, in my opinion.
Best concert you've ever seen?
Best concert that I've ever seen live. Huh. That's tough. Like one of the... I really enjoyed... I went to a Panic at the Disco show. Ooh. Way back in the day, after the first album, and just the production that they did was incredible. They had all these sets that were carnival themed and people dressing up in carnival costumes and doing carnival things like as the concert's being performed, and just the spectacle of the show was so good.
Huh.
They did a really good job with that, even if the music is not...
That's catchy.
Yeah. So that was a really good show. Green Day put on an incredible show. It was after the American Idiot album.
The explicit album. Right? Didn't it have the parental advisory warning on it? I think that's why I couldn't have it.
But there was just so much energy, and they had like a water cannon that they were shooting out into the audience. And they put so much like effort into the show. It was just very impressive. And it sounded good, and it's Green Day, so it's like, that's catchy pop rock, kind of. That was a really good show.
They still perform, too, I think.
Yeah.
Probably not the original, not the whole original group, but I don't know. But they're still good.
Yeah, that was a good concert. I saw Tycho on accident, kind of, at the Pyramid Scheme.
Huh.
It was like an art prize free show, like from Uber. You had to take an Uber there and you got a free ticket. And
that's funny.
I wasn't super familiar with Tycho, but it was a free show. And yeah. I'd been driving Uber that night. And
decided, because you were a driver.
Unrelated, but still, it was on my mind. Like I saw it in the app that it was going on and people were going there.
Do you still drive for them?
No, not. I haven't in a while. It like during the winter, it sucks. So
I can imagine.
Yeah, even in
it's
general,
rough on your car.
Yeah, a lot of miles, and then like and driving in hazardous conditions. That's not really
dangerous.
Worth it. Yeah, and then just in general, unless you're doing it during a really busy time, you're making maybe if you're lucky $10 an hour before gas and insurance and taxes and all that.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Nope.
You ever think about doing shipped?
It's
a big deal. People are doing that.
I haven't really thought about it much. It's like grocery delivery.
Yeah, and like it's hilarious to watch people do it. Like if you go to a store, you'll see people in these like bright green shirts that say shipped, and they're like scrambling across the store, and allegedly there's a really good organization system to it because you get the list. And then it tells you what part of the store each of them are in, and it tells you, okay, in this aisle you have to get this, 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 and this. But, like, I know somebody who does it, and they have to, like, call the person. It's like, hey, how do you like your bananas? Or it's like, hey, this bag, there's one that's got 7 potatoes, there's one that's got 6. How many do you need? At that point, I should just go to the store for myself. Now, yeah. I see, like, if you are home like you can't get out of your home for a medical reason or something.
Oh yeah.
I could see how it could be helpful. But yeah. like people my age who just don't want to go to the store, just go to the store.
It's not that bad.
And I like going to the store. You can people watch.
Oh yeah.
That's so fun. I've gotten some great inspiration for characters from the store.
Yeah. Or if you go to a store that switches things up quite a lot, like a Fresh Thyme Market or Trader Joe's, like there's always new products, like seasonal products that you can try out that are sometimes amazing.
I just bumped this. I keep bumping it with my hat.
Sorry, Josh.
Sorry, Josh. Sorry. I'm going to turn my hat backwards. I just discovered Trader Joe's.
Oh.
I had been an Aldi person.
Yeah.
And then I discovered Trader Joe's, and I'm not sure I can go back.
I haven't been to Aldi in a long time. I've been meaning to go and check it out. I heard they have Girl Scout cookie clones that are...
They do, and they're very good. But the problem with Aldi, and I'm sorry that I have to say this, but their produce goes bad so fast.
Ooh.
I buy a bag of clementines, and in 2 days, they're gone. Mm. And I can't eat a bag of clementines on my own in two days.
It's a lot.
So I have to throw... There's like so much food waste that I have to... Unfortunately, just dispose of because it goes bad.
You put them in the fridge?
Clementines?
Yeah.
No.
They last a little bit longer.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should do that. I mean, but like, okay, bananas. You buy bananas at Trader Joe's.
I don't personally, but...
Well, I bought bananas at Trader Joe's, and they lasted me like a week and a half. No, it was six bananas, so after... A week and a half, I was on the last one, and it was still edible. It was still good. It was getting a little brown, but it was still good. I buy bananas at Aldi, or even some of the bigger places like Meijer or Walmart. Those bananas are going bad in less than a week.
Mm.
At Aldi, the bananas went bad after like 3 days.
Hmm. Sounds like they might have some supply chain issues, or maybe that's how they get the prices down, is they get the
stock. It's one source.
Stock that's,
you know,
a little...
I mean, it's their one supplier.
Hmm.
It's them. So, if it's being frozen before it's put on the shelf, something with the crystallization of water within fruit must make it break down a little faster.
Hmm. Have you been to Fresh Thyme Market?
I have not. Where's that?
That's on Breton, just east of Burton.
Is it pretty good?
Or Burton, just east of Breton, I think is the right one. Where the Gus Macker used to be a long time ago.
The Gus Macker?
I think that's where it was. It was like a recreational facility that had a basketball tournament.
No, I have not been to Fresh Thyme's Market.
It's like Trader Joe's, but a little bit bigger, like more produce. They have a full butcher and a lot of like their own branded products, and then also a lot of like organic kind of, maybe close-ish to a Whole Foods, but...
I just saw that I can get... Because I didn't know this, but Amazon owns Whole Foods.
Yeah. They bought them last year, I think.
I just saw something online about that. And if you have the Amazon Rewards card, sponsorship, you can get 5% back at Whole Foods.
Oh, that's a good deal.
I know. Too bad there's not one around here.
Yeah. Drive to Chicago for your groceries. It'd be great.
Or East Lansing has one now.
Oh.
That's like a 55-minute drive.
I didn't know that.
Just after I graduated.
Think of all the money you could have spent on premium groceries. You're really drawing up a storm over there.
Yeah, I've drawn a lot. Like I said, very therapeutic.
Yeah. Do you consider comedy to be an art form?
Of course. It's something that you have to perfect and craft. I'm only a beginner, but seeing people out there that are so good at it that it seems like it's easy, that is an art. Like I said, comedy eventually. I watched them do it. Every time I watch them, to me it's just, I'm watching really good art, and I'm entertained. And I'm not even laughing. You know, the first half of it. I mean, every once in a while you laugh because they do something unintentionally funny, but I'm watching it and I'm just entertained. And then they turn it on its axle and they make you laugh. I remember at Griff.
The Grand Rapids Improv Festival.
Grand Rapids Improv Festival.
Every fall.
Correct.
Grand Rapids Improv Festival.com.
Whoop, whoop. Andy's brother.
RJ Cash.
RJ Cash.
From Cash and Carrie.
That's what it is. Yep. And I watched them, and it was amazing. Because I have not done a whole lot with musical improv. But watching them do it was inspiring. I was like, I've got to figure out how to do this. I've got, and I haven't done much with that, but you see really well done comedy and it inspires you to want to do that as well. Or at least it inspires me to want to do that. And as a performer, you've got to keep getting better. Always.
Yep.
Keep pushing yourself.
Continuous self-improvement.
Ain't that the truth? Because otherwise it comes stale, too. It's got to be fun for you.
Ideally.
Ideally. But if it's not, then there's a problem. Which is why I like the comedians that I do.
They keep it fresh.
They keep it fresh. Did you go and see Birbiglia when he was here?
No.
It was good. It was a new side of him. Because usually he's pretty clean. But this was a little bit... a little risque. Yeah, because he was talking about his kid. And becoming a father. Risque. I liked it. It was a new side, and he shook everything up, involved the audience, and it was good. I like great scene work using the stage around him. It was in Fountain Street Church.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've been there. Is that on Fountain Street?
Yeah, it was an interesting venue for a comedy show. But he did really well there. I mean, he played with it as he should have.
I think I looked at tickets, but it was, I think it was like a $30 ticket, but then like $15 in fees or something ridiculous.
Commercialism.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
If it was just a price listed up front, I might be able to stomach it more easily. But when they advertise the price, like $30 for a ticket, and then you go in to buy them, and it's like, oh, it's actually $40-some a ticket. Like my expectations already been set that it wasn't going to be too obscene.
That's true.
Like the per hour cost of live entertainment is just...
it's through the roof.
Yeah.
You're right. And now, I mean, it was like $48 in the end for a ticket when it had said it was going to be $35. So it's $13 more just because of service charges.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You know what's kind of cool, though, is like the rise of podcasts.
Yeah.
And kind of the reinvention of radio. in a way.
Definitely.
That is how I consume media now. I don't really listen to music as I drive. If I'm at home and I'm like cooking or reading or whatever, I'm listening to a podcast. Whereas in the past, I was playing a TV show behind me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat to watch a new form of media rise, but in the same way, it's one of the oldest forms of media there was. It's the spoken word.
Yep. And I like how deep it can get. Like the things that will be discussed on podcasts are a lot more like complex and meaningful than what you would get out of almost any television show. Like because it's not narrative driven most of the time, and it's very like free form.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. But you do feel connected to it. You feel like you know the people that are talking to you. Yeah. I listen to Comedy Bang Bang, and I feel like I know Scott Aukerman. I don't know Scott Aukerman at all. He doesn't know me. But I feel like there's a connection between us, much more so than any TV show.
Yeah. Like, I've listened to a ton of the Joe Rogan podcast, and those are long. It's like 3 hours of podcast, and he's got hundreds and hundreds of episodes. It's very easy to spend a huge amount of time. Like, it feels like you're kind of involved in their life almost, like listening to all their different opinions on everything and their conversations with people. It's definitely a different and kind of strange way for having...
Well, it's kind of like that idea of like looking into someone else's life and peeking into somewhere that you're not. You know, you get that view, maybe not of the other side, but of another side.
Hmm. Well, you also have to wonder, like, how much of what they're producing is, like, actually them, and how much of it is, like, a character, or, like, just how they choose to represent themselves on that public-facing platform.
That's true. Yeah, because everybody's got a face. You know, to me, it was shocking to know that Stephen Colbert, that mm-hmm. was an act for the Colbert Show.
Yeah.
He sold me.
Yeah, that was really impressive.
Was Stewart an act? Was that him?
Who?
John Stewart? Yeah.
That was just him, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Just him. Have you watched any of Colbert's late night stuff?
Oh yeah, they've got a great YouTube channel.
Do they really?
Yep, they post like pretty much all the interview and musician spots. Not too much of the sketch or that kind of stuff, but a lot of great guests. A lot of, I think they post the openers, like the opening monologue, quite a lot. He gets a ton of great guests. From like all spectrums of society. Is that a Mr. Meeseeks?
I'm working on it. Yeah, I hope so.
Great. Look at me.
I don't know. Am I allowed to use a picture as representation, a reference, or is this all from brain? What's the rules of this game?
No reference. Is that the rubber ducky from Rick and Morty 2?
I just did that.
Oh. Existence is pain for a Meeseeks. That was such a creative episode.
You ever played the board game? Oh, see, look at this is awful. Without reference. It's so bad. It's a free form.
Total Recall?
Oh. No, there's the Mr. Meeseeks box.
Oh, I haven't played that one. Is it good?
I thought it was... I've only played it for like 10 minutes once, kind of as a whim before going out to a tailgate in college. So we weren't really even focused on it. But it looked interesting. And I've seen it at Barnes & Noble, of all places, for sale, and contemplated buying it, but I have not. They have black eyes, by the way. Bryce.
I think they have Rick and Morty Monopoly and maybe Rick and Morty Clue now.
Oh, yeah. It's totally taking over. It's all commercialism, man.
But if you're going to buy a copy of that game anyway, it might as well be a themed one.
That's true. It might as well.
Like I enjoy playing Clue. So when I bought Clue, I bought The Simpsons Clue because it's the same game, but with Simpsons themed stuff, which is fun for me. We're making hand gestures. I think you're asking if I. That's certainly
enough. You want me to continue to draw, or are we good with that? Or
I think we're good. That was pretty extensive.
It was extensive. That was a lot of drawing. That a lot was good. Of talking about art.
Yeah, I liked it. That was talk and draw art. So the next segment is called "Let's Play Guess My Number." So I am thinking of a number that is greater than 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you have one chance to guess what it is. I'm thinking of it and directing those energy waves towards you.
I have not listened to enough episodes to know what other ones have said. I've listened to some.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Bryce, that is incorrect.
Okay.
However, you did get one digit correct, but it is not in the correct decimal place.
Ah, nuts. There goes my vacation.
This next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom.
Okay.
So I have here the first parts of common phrases, and I would like for you to please complete them in not the original fashion. So keep calm and...
sachet.
All dogs go to...
the dog park.
Hopefully, be nice to your dogs. They're social creatures.
It's true.
Flattery will get you...
flatulent.
Ooh. Every dog has its...
bone.
Sorry. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
the remote.
If you can't take the heat,
then you can smell my feet.
The bigger they are,
the scarier.
Life is like a box of...
jelly beans.
Let sleeping dogs...
dream.
Aw. The only thing we have to fear is...
the eventual end of the universe.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I think that the heat death of the universe might be a conspiracy theory.
I'm going to write that down on the conspiracy theory pad here.
Yeah. Because if black holes can collect and redistribute energy, then why does it have to be finite? I don't know. I haven't studied that type of scenario enough to have an informed opinion. I still...
Okay, heat death conspiracy. Writing it down.
Wubba Lubba.
Flubber.
A bird in the hand is worth...
whatever the market value is.
Knick knack paddywhack, give a dog...
to me.
Aw. If life hands you lemons...
shave off the peel and make a twist.
Forgive and...
try again.
The journey of 1,000 miles...
starts in Gary, Indiana.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%
being able to guess really well.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
works.
That was words of wisdom. Next segment is elevator pitch. So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea. It could be a movie, it could be a stand-up bit, an invention, a political doctrine, a food item, whatever you want to sell me, you've got as much time as we would have riding in an elevator together to sell it to me.
All right.
Starting now, please.
Okay. I've been thinking about a board game that I want to make, and the board game, copyrighted, of course, because I'm saying it right now, would be a cooperative game where everyone is working kind of together, but at the same time against each other to breed the best racehorse. And then over the course of the game, you partake in some races that are qualifiers. And then you're of course, going back and adjusting which horse you're going to be racing with. And then
I'm not buying it. I'm off the elevator. I think animal racing is cruel.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for Late Night Grand Rapids. So if you could please improvise a short radio-style ad for Late Night Grand Rapids.
Bum, 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 bum. What was that? Well, that was the music stylings that you would be hearing if you were watching the Watt Dance Company. Just one of the great things you could experience if you come and watch one singular show from Late Night Grand Rapids. That and much, much more. Some things like the Yordlesia, or Goatman, or the Single Girl's Guide to Surviving. All of these things and more are available to you when you come and see a show with us. Next show, March 7th, may or may not be when this in the past when this is released.
I'll try to get it out in time for that. Odds right. are good.
Cool.
I think. Hey, only time will tell.
Only time will tell. That should be a new. Only time will.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to write it down. We'll see if it makes it into the final episode.
Into the cut.
Yeah. There's only one left.
Forever.
Oh, this is episode 11. For a while.
Taking a hiatus. A sabbatical, if you will.
Yeah. We got to organize season 6. It's going to be more.
A monster. Just
more everything.
It's alive.
Yeah.
I think you should institute like a full fledged soundboard, like old school.
All the.
Okay, fine. I get it, Chris.
The next segment is called Affirmation. So, Bryce, I really appreciate how you're always so cheerful and friendly. Your strong characters make your performances very entertaining. Thank you for being a part of the comedy community.
Wow. Thank you, Chris. And I appreciate how often and willing you are to go and see anybody and everyone around the community and support this great improv and comedic society.
Thank you. This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Playing with Legos.
So good.
So many hours.
Yeah. I was recently tempted. There's a Saturn V rocket model.
Dude, I own it.
Oh!
And it's built. And it's in my classroom.
Oh, man. Is it incredible?
It's incredible.
It's even got a little satellite in it.
It has a little satellite, and it has two scale Lego astronauts.
Oh, boy.
It's awesome. I want to get that Millennium Falcon one.
Oh, good luck.
I know. Well, it's also $500, right? I think.
I don't know. I think that one's like retired. Like it's, they're doing the whole Beanie Baby thing.
Where... Absurd. Yeah. Although Legos actually do have value.
The pieces, yeah.
Well, the sets. If you buy that the set too. And then not make it, you can make some good money off reselling it.
Only because they stopped making them for no reason, just to drive the price up. So there's this whole collector interest. It's,
capitalism.
Like, just give the people what they want. Everyone should be able to have a Millennium Falcon.
I agree.
It's a little piece of plastic. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the copyright expires or something. I don't know. Whatever it would take.
Disney will not take its cold hands off of the grasp. It will not leave Star Wars anytime soon.
I know. Solo, though?
Looked good.
Could be great.
It's going to be hard to... I will be amazed if his performance of Solo is, I guess, to what I believe it should be.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to come in and take over a character that already existed.
Hmm.
I think. Such a symbolic character.
Yeah. But I really liked Rogue One like far more than the new trilogy. Yeah.
Rogue One was really good.
Yeah.
How they don't... they focus on the story and not the characters. And yeah, the characters are cool, but... It's story-driven.
This next segment is looking forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future, other than Solo?
Jeez. I think spring. Being able to go out and fly fish. And get into the water. I like being out there. It's peaceful. It's too cold right now.
Yeah. But winter's almost over, hopefully.
Well, March 21st.
I've completely forgotten what summer's like. This has been a long, cold winter.
It has, but you know what? I'll take it. Last year, it was so temperate.
I like that.
I don't. I like the cold weather when it's cold, and then I like the warm weather when it's warm. And I really don't like the in-between stuff. Like right now, I cannot stand 40-degree weather.
Hmm. Yeah. At least it's not snowing.
I like snow.
I don't like cold. This next segment is plug social media in upcoming events. So if there are any social media accounts that you'd like to mention or upcoming events you'd like to promote, now is the time to mention those, please.
Well... I would highly encourage everyone to follow Late Night Grand Rapids on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, I think. As well as That's My Sitcom. Find that on Facebook as well. We will be having a show, a Late Night Grand Rapids sketch show on March 7th. That event is live on Facebook right now, so you can find it there. As well as March 8th, we'll be doing a That's My Sitcom for Laugh Fest.
Mm.
Come find us at Dog Story. 8 o'clock. It's free to get in.
What?
To that. I know!
Free?
But it has filled up before, so if you want to come to it, you better get there quickly or even before 8 o'clock to get a seat.
I'll be there.
Other than that, we have a show in May. Tentatively set at May 17th, but follow us on Facebook. Late Night Grand Rapids will be updating and telling you the exact details of that May show as we come to understand them.
Excellent. I look forward to those shows.
As do I.
The final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Ask for feedback and be okay with the constructive criticisms.
Very good advice. Thank you for that. And thank you for being here tonight, Bryce. It's been a lot of fun.
I've had a lot of fun, too. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again sometime for the very exciting conclusion of season 4 of The Grand Cast. Songs that you would never change course, even if it was your life on the line. So forget the score, cause it's all happened before. Winter always sees more, more, and yes, the lies are beautiful. I see them, but I don't believe them. I can help you. Your honest love is hidden.
Bazinga. Bazinga.